All righty, everybody. We're going to resume our open session of the Pacifica National Board. Richard, why don't you call the roll to see who returned? Okay, Efee is going
to. I want to ask my assistant to call roll. I have a pressing matter here.
Sherry Gendelman. Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Andrea Turner. Joseph Wanzala. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Sean O'Brien.
Present.
Leslie Radford. Rico Ross.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Sandra Roiline.
Here.
Wendy Schrell.
Here.
Susan Young.
Here.
Nia Bediako.
Present.
Carolyn Burden. Kathy Davis.
Here.
Jamie Ross.
Here.
Jim Brown. A.C. Bird.
Here.
Lizette King.
Present.
David Beaton.
Here.
Ifea Wangaza. Here.
You have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're going to resume this session, of course. The first thing is me on the agenda in my other incarnation as IED. So I'm going to turn the chair over temporarily to our vice chair, Joe Wanzala.
Can you proceed with the report?
Okay, so. I'm waiting for you, Joe. All right. So this is For those of you who don't know, I was elected the chair of the Pacifica National Board on January 30th, and because there's no intermediate or ED, I'm the de facto intermediate until the search is completed for an ED. So I hail from KPFK. I've been on the local board there for this is my sixth year. Anyway, my tenure as interim ED obviously started on February 2nd. As you all know, Pacifica is facing financial challenges, as are many nonprofits these days. We have also seen declining listenership, membership, and net income over a 4 to 5 year period. According to our interim CFO, LaVorne Williams, who will give her report right after mine, 80% of our income comes from on-air fundraising, 10% from Corporation for Public Broadcasting grants, and 10% from off-air fundraising. As many fundraising professionals would suggest, we should spend 80% of our time to enhance our biggest income stream, on-air fundraising. I have been urging our general managers to make the programming changes that are needed in a collaborative way and in compliance with our bylaws and Pacifica National Board directives. If we improve our programming, our listenership will increase along with our membership and net income. We have very strong signals, great potential for increased listenership, many talented programmers and creative staff, and virtually no debt. There's no reason why we can't improve our revenue and be more robust and relevant than ever. I'll now list some of the tasks I've taken on in the last couple of months. One of my first concerns was engaging an interim general counsel. I began a rapid search with the help of PNB Vice Chair Joseph Wanzala, Secretary Ifea Wangaza, and other board members that resulted in engaging Mr. Ricardo DeAnda, who's sitting right there. Ricardo, can you raise your hand? Okay. There he is. Mr. DeAnda has significant experience with nonprofits that are similar to ours and is particularly familiar with human relations-related legal issues. He also has a long history as a lawyer in advocating for social improvement. He and I have reviewed ongoing and pending legal matters. I am confident that we are on firm ground with Mr. DeAnda as our general counsel. I've requested that our station general managers fully comply with a resolution adopted in August 2008 by the Pacifica National Board establishing guidelines for implementation of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting requirement that each station have a fully functioning community advisory board. I've asked the GMs to forward to me emergency and short-term plans for revenue improvement and expense reductions. I also directed general managers to make programming improvements in accordance with programming policy adopted by the PNB in November 2008, and there was also a recent resolution basically reiterating that. Pacifica Local Station Board elections are scheduled to begin soon. I've studied the work done by the National Elections Committee. I've also done research on my own about how the election should be conducted and have called several companies and individuals familiar with elections in this and other organizations. I have proposed election policies that will be reviewed by the PNB at this meeting, probably tomorrow. With the help of several National Election Committee members, a revised request for proposals has been posted broadly. As soon as we receive more proposals, I will review them along with PNB directors and members of the National Election Committee and hire a National Election Supervisor. Because of our very tenuous financial situation, I made the decision to tackle the situation at WBAI in New York, as that station is spending more than $30,000 per month than it is bringing in an income. In consultation with members of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee, several general managers and other staff, I put together a team of five staff, including myself, to spend 10 days at WBAI, try to help as much as possible, and assess the problems with the aim of helping that station to turn itself around. KPFK generously loaned WBAI Jonathan Alexander, operations manager, and Ali Lexa, webmaster. I temporarily rehired Tony Bates, longtime KPFK volunteer coordinator, who was laid off last fall, to lend his expertise in planning and running successful fund drives. And he will talk to us for a little in a little while. He's here. If I can find my place. Okay, here we go. LaVarne Williams came along for a few days to help improve WBAI's financial reporting to the national office, review some of the finances of the station, and also assess operations. Our team helped fix equipment, did some website planning, assessed the functioning of various departments of WBAI, and proposed points for improvement of the functioning of the station with the objective of greater efficiency and productivity. All in all, our trip to WBAI was interesting and, in my opinion, very productive. As a final bit of drama, Rosie Perez came to the station on Friday. She's seriously thinking of volunteering to produce and host a show on WBAI. Rico Ross, who's sitting right there, raise your hand, Rico, for the listeners. he's a director, of course, and local station board member from KPFK, put the word out to some celebrity friends of his, and Rosie was interested. Thank you very much, Rico. Search for a human resource director is concluding with the help of the Center for Volunteer and Nonprofit Management. Many candidates have been screened, and I have interviewed some for that position. I've also been, and we may introduce our finalists to the board tomorrow. Hopefully, he accepted the position. I've also been on the air at WBAI, written statements for the NFCB conference and for Pacifica listeners, signed documents, et cetera, et cetera. Just done the basic interim executive director chores, which are many. And consulted with our legal counsel and with the CFO, as well as general manager staff, local station board members, and others concerned about the future of Pacifica. It's been both a challenging and rewarding few months. I appreciate your guidance and support. And I do listen and hope that we can all put aside our differences as much as possible, may not be completely possible, and work together to really make Pacifica very solid and move into the future with the idea of growth and expansion. Thank you very much. Keep the chair and introduce her now.
I'd now like to introduce I'd like to introduce LaVon Williams, who's going to give her report next. She's, as many of you know, was appointed as our interim chief financial officer at our meeting in Los Angeles. And LaVon, of course, has also served in the PNB for several years and also in the KPFA local station board. LaVon.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you, Grace. Good afternoon. It's great to see everyone here. This is my first PNB meeting. Well, actually, it's my second PNB meeting as a staff member since I started working this Sunday after I was appointed interim CFO. So, again, it's good to see everyone, and, so we'll have fun this weekend. Briefly, I have a written report, but I also have distributed some of our documents, financial information to the board members, and I also have more to give tomorrow. So I'll just read my written report. And as interim CFO, I had noted in previous reports to the PNB that the losses at WBAI presented a financial stability issue for the total network. And I had said just last month that, you know, I talked about what the revenue was at the time and that all the stations produced positive net income with the exception of KPFA, which last month was at break even, and WBAI had a loss of over $339,000 for the first 5 months of the fiscal year. And this was after we had made an adjustment for reduced central services. And just briefly on that is that we had a plan that was presented for this year, and there was what was called a hole in the budget, that the budget that BAI had actually had reduced central services transfers to the national office based on actions to cut some of their expenses, which included layoffs and a severance package. So in last month's results, we actually reduced the plan, and that also calls for reducing the income to the national office. And briefly from last month, I said the WBAI fund drive generated pledges, but credit card pledges were only about 60%, and the results for BAI continued to worsen. And for this month, briefly, the results are the revenue results for March year-to-date, or for the first 6 months of the fiscal year, were $7.5 million in revenue, which is $500,000 worse than budget, or 6%. The year-over-year revenue variance was $2.2 million from 2008, or a 23% decline. But I would like to add that $1 million of that variance was actually the booking of a grant, a restricted grant to PFW. So the decision last year was to book this grant into revenue. So essentially the revenue decline, if you take out that grant, was $1.2 million from last year. And the three of the stations produced net losses for the first 6 months of the year. And that was KPFK had a loss of $164,000, PFW had a loss of $56,000, and BAI's loss is $216,000. And the loss at BAI improved from month to month because we actually did an account reconciliation on their rental expenses, because one of the projects that we actually tackled when we were there in New York was to, after the account reconciliation on account analysis on rent, we found that due to miscommunication, you have to accrue your rent whether you pay it or not. And the whole point is that all of us know that the rent had not been paid in 4 months, but still you accrue those expenses. So we actually had done the account analysis, and all of these things revealed the problems that we have. But again, the consolidated net profit for the foundation is $300,000, which is over $500,000, or 64% worse than budget. And again, the year-over-year variance was $1.3 million, but again, $1 million of that explained by this grant that was given to PFW of $1 million. And, you know, the economic downturn, of course, is a factor in the decline in revenue and profit at all stations plus the archives. However, the losses at BAI and the financial and operational issues continue to contribute to decline in revenue and the net loss at BAI. And I just want to go back a little bit before I get into the major issues at BAI, the ones I can speak to. And just wanted to say that the National Office finance staff and the business managers at the stations and the archives closed the books on the 10th workday of the month. Now, when we came in January, they were closing the books like on the 23rd of the month or later, and we were really not getting reports until the following month. So this month, from February the 1st until today is April the 24th, in April, the business it's the business manager and the finance staff at the national office who have done this. They've closed the books on the 10th workday of the month. They have the reports out, and we are actually working and trying to improve that also. And just another aside, one way to improve that is a different general ledger package. And what we're doing now is looking at perhaps a web-based QuickBooks, something that you can do on the web, that there are controls in place, but that is user-friendly and that we don't have to, like, spend a couple of days adjusting reports to make them read correctly, and that, you know, you can just spit them out of QuickBooks. So we're really excited about that. And the other thing is just I wanted to commend, you know, the Pacifica Foundation Finance Department that, you know, they've handled a tremendous workload during the period of transition and management, and a period where there was a lot of, you had to do reporting for the audit, IRS reporting, and also CPB. And, you know, and the successes that come out of that hard work is that, you know, the audit was completed after many, many months of really doing a lot of reconciliation from prior year's audit to this year, and also some variances that went beyond last year's audit. And so the audit was completed, and also I know Nia, she's the chair, I think, of the audit committee. So that's a big, big plus for us. And also, in order to get your CPB funding, you have to complete the audit. And the CPB funding was approved. And, in fact, we have the funds. And to some stations, they've gotten them. And there was a new audit firm that was engaged in 2008. So that's why it was a big process or project. And actually during that time, I was able to bring in another person to help in the national office, Efren Larinas, who came up from KPFK. KPFK has a lot of skilled people. And the finance team worked one-on-one with audit. And some of the issues that were addressed was this hole in the budget, which we were able to, like, get that straightened out and be able to report correctly. And, you know, I just wanted to, in my report, is just to compliment the finance department working with the business managers in the stations and the archives that, you know, due to their dedication, they're able to work through all of these changes and transitions and various other activities that detract or perhaps take our attention away from the mission of the foundation. So I just want to go over briefly some of the major issues at BAI. And basically, you know, you have a business manager who is not dedicated because they did go through cuts. So the business manager is not dedicated to doing finance. You know, she has other functions. And the business manager's assistant is no longer doing the function of helping in finance. The person is actually trying to attack the premium backlog at BAI. And the big issue was in terms of the rent being 4 months in arrears, and that we actually had the landlord actually serve default notices in order for get movement to see that, you know, you have to pay your rent. So that's like a three-day notice to quit means that they will lock you out in 3 days unless you give him money, cash. So the general manager has addressed that, and you address it through actually renegotiating your lease, and our foundation council has to look at that, and I believe I have a copy for you. So, you know, also with BAI, with not having dedicated finance people, you have, like, really lateness in terms of getting you know, there is there's an issue of cash flow at all stations and in a national office. So when you have, like, delays in getting transfers, cash transfers back to the national office, you have difficulty forecasting your cash flow. And but at the office, at least I am getting, usually weekly, I'll get an update on a cash flow from BAI. So, you know, we're trying to work some of these issues together. And some of the other things, like with Grace there, she and I both talk with the landlord of 120 Wall Street, Roger Silverstein. His dad is Mr. Silverstein. And so that was good in terms of just establishing business relationships. And, you know, not that that might work in positively for us, but at least, you know, he sees that, you know, there are contacts, and if the rent is not paid, you know, we're all trying to make sure that that doesn't happen again, and that we stick to the schedule that was given to Roger Silverstein. And in terms of finance, again, we're looking at a general ledger software package. We are which is like a web-based QuickBooks. We want to. The other thing is, like, you know, there are various targets that not-for-profits have in terms of their efficiency, and Pacifica is not at the top of that list. So, you know, we need to really focus, I think, on targets of like fund, like expense, like if you're spending is more in programming, you know, your efficiency is higher than if it's in admin and some of the other areas. So I think when we go to a different software package, we'll be able to group the expenses more accurately, and our efficiency rating should go up. So it's been a very hectic almost three months. And I think that, you know, the finance staff they've really tackled the issue. The business managers are really ready to, you know, to make these changes and improve the process. So I'm really proud of that. And again, you know, I have information, you know, just basically in terms of if you look at each one of the stations in terms of revenue and performance, we have that. We have charts. Also, we have a chart that shows year over year in terms of where we were. I think I gave you some of the numbers compared to the prior year. So if there are questions, yeah, please ask. And that's our report.